With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Insurance giant State Farm is not going to be issuing policies to homes and apartments in California starting in May, or at least some of the homes, some 30,000 houses, 42,000 apartments. Two suspects in custody in relation to an ambush at a hospital early Wednesday among three that left Idaho Department of Correction officers with gunshot wounds. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly tells KIVI-TV an escaped vehicle was located. Two homicides are now being investigated.
Detective located the Honda Accord that was used in the escape near Leland, Idaho. Additionally, law enforcement in investigating, we are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties.
The escaped inmate and the man who police say shot two Idaho corrections officers to break the convict out of custody were arrested during a traffic stop Thursday afternoon in Twin Falls, about 130 miles from where they escaped. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez says he won't run for re-election as a Democrat, leaving open the possibility he'll run as an independent.
Accusations of bribes and corruption have not only left the longtime Democrat senator facing more than a dozen counts, but also at odds with his own party, which is urging him to resign. Menendez says he is not guilty of the charges, but will not file for the Democratic primary in June. Instead, he says he remains hopeful he'll be exonerated in the summer in time to run as an independent in the general election. Bob Agner reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he thinks it's still possible to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. He spoke Thursday after huddling with top Arab diplomats in Cairo for discussions over efforts for a ceasefire. This is SRN News. Planet Fitness all in on transgenderism.
The nationwide gym franchise has a hard and fast rule. If you're a man and you feel like you're a woman, you can use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And if real women have a problem with that, tough. Patricia Silva found that out this month when she objected to a man disrobing in the women's locker room at her Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness, and she had her membership revoked. Some critics say it's time for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians around the world to be in prayer for their brothers and sisters in Libya. The country is in the midst of a chaotic civil war with two Muslim parties vying for control, making conditions difficult for everyone. However, Christians in Libya come in for special abuse, which puts their lives at risk and makes it impossible for them to worship safely. Less than 2% of Libyans follow Christ. This is SRN News. California wants to pay doctors more money to convince them to see more Medicaid patients.
Democrats have greatly increased the number of people eligible for Medicaid in California, but the rates Medicaid pays doctors have not kept up. Last year, California increased a tax on managed care providers. California took the money from this tax and used it to get more money from the federal government. The state plans to use this money to increase rates for doctors, but the tax is not a permanent fix.
Jeremy House reports that Medicaid is the government-funded health insurance program for people with low incomes or disabilities. Speaking of California, insurance giant State Farm will discontinue coverage for 30,000 houses and 42,000 apartments in the state starting this summer. They cite soaring costs and the increased risk of catastrophes like wildfires, along with outdated regulations. More at srnnews.com.